It's the start of maple season, and outside Buffalo at the Bayer's family farm, the sound of hens running through the yard and wind chimes can be heard in the cold late winter air. I joined Denise and Mark Bayer on an ATV heading out to the Sugar Bush, a section of the forest where they tap maple trees. Their old English bulldog runs ahead, excited for an adventure.
What's the dog's name? Julius?
Julius. Julius is leading the way.
Juju.
He knows where to go. He's the syrup dog.
The vehicle pulls over and the couple jumps out to start the tapping process. First, they drill a hole in the trunk of the tree.
This one's running good.
With a small hammer, they pound in a spout.
Sound of spring, huh?
And then they take a big blue bucket and hook it to the spout. If the sap is flowing well, you can hear it drip from the tree into the bucket. The couple taps hundreds of trees every year, but environmental researchers now say the fate of maple trees is threatened by climate change. A recent University of Michigan study showed that weather extremes can slow the growth of maples. Inez Ibanez, associate professor in forest ecology, conducted the study. She says maples need a moisture-rich environment to survive.
So in areas that may become drier, they will be at risk because this is a very dry, drought intolerant species. So if drought conditions start becoming more prevalent, you know, year after year, then their growth performance is going to decrease, which means they won't be competitive enough to be able to grow in these forests. So they may disappear in some areas.
And Banez says the change won't be immediate, but could take place over the next few decades. Denise Bayer says that could be a problem.
I guess it all depends if there's a drought or not. You know, if it's extremely hot and, you know, lack of water throughout the year, then it may be something that we have to worry about.
But she says some temperature extremes might actually be good for their trees.
If temperatures get really cold, that actually produces better syrup.
Scientists say a cooling trend isn't likely, and several studies show that the tapping season will start earlier as the climate continues a warming pattern. Typically, sap flows from late winter to early spring. Last year, the USDA reported an early flow from the 1st of January to mid-February in states like New York, Ohio, and Vermont. Maple farmer Al Stein isn't convinced, however, that climate change will have an effect on maple trees at all. He taps about 1,200 trees on his property about 20 miles from the Bayer's farm. And he says good forest management is key when adapting to any kind of change.
There's always a possibility that things in nature can change. Do I think that we're going to see reduction in maple trees so much that we won't be able to make syrup? No, I don't believe that, because we are managing our woods.
Still, Ibanez and others say climate change is to blame. If so, becoming more aware of its effects on maple is key to maintaining the species for future generations. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.